Welcome to Wild About Utah, a partnership of the Bridgerland Audubon Society, USU Extension, and the Quinney College of Natural Resources at Utah State University.
This is Linda Kirvin for Bridgerland Audubon Society. Weedy plants of Old World origin threaten natural areas throughout the United States. An invading plant colonizing a completely new area often lacks the insects, diseases, and herbivores that kept it in check back in its native homeland. If the introduced plant grows and spreads vigorously, it can spell disaster for the native inhabitants of its new home. With no natural controls in place, it may outcompete native plants and greatly diminish biodiversity. Disturbed or degraded habitats are most susceptible to invasion by Eurasian weeds. Utah hosts many invasive weeds, causing problems throughout the state. One Eurasian grass threatening sagebrush habitat and rangeland is Medusa head rye. Medusa head rye probably came to the United States as a seed contaminant in the 1880s. The seed head is heavy, so on its own cannot spread far. But the seeds do have a ticket for dispersal: tufted hairs which cling and readily attach to livestock and vehicles. Once on site, Medusa head grows vigorously, crowding out other plants. Medusa head tissue contains abundant silica, which slows its decomposition. The accumulation of dead material forms a dense thatch that smothers other plants. This dry thatch layer can also fuel wildfires. In addition, the gritty silica makes Medusa head unpalatable, so both domestic and wild grazing animals avoid eating it. Infested ranches can lose 3/4 of their grazing capacity. Sage grouse are already in trouble due to habitat loss, and Medusa head has invaded more than 10 million acres of the sagebrush that sage grouse call home. Once invaded by Medusa head, sagebrush habitat is very difficult to restore. The best hope is to prevent or at least hinder its spread through management using controlled burns, herbicides, and careful grazing. Non-native invasive plants are among the most serious threats to our natural world and the habitats and species we know and love. This is Linda Kirvin for Bridgerland Audubon Society.
Wild About Utah, a partnership of the Bridgerland Audubon Society, USU Extension, and the Quinney College of Natural Resources at Utah State University. For transcripts and archived audio of Wild About Utah, go online to upr.org and click on the Wild About Utah link. Support for Wild About Utah on UPR is made possible in part by our listeners and the Quinney College of Natural Resources, where students and faculty promote the sustainability of ecosystems and the communities that depend on them. Information at cnr.usu.edu.